The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. The Pharisees approached Jesus and asked, "Is it lawful for a husband to divorce his wife?" They were testing him. He said to them in reply, "What did Moses command you?" They replied, "Moses permitted the husband to write a bill of divorce and dismiss her." But Jesus told them, "Because of the hardness of your hearts, he wrote you this commandment. But from the beginning of creation, God made them male and female. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, no human being must separate." In the house, the disciples again questioned Jesus about this. He said to them, "Whoever divorces his wife and marries another commits adultery against her. And if she divorces her husband and marries another, she commits adultery." And the people were bringing children to him that he might touch them. But the disciples rebuked them. When Jesus saw this, he became indignant and said to them, "Let the children come to me. Do not prevent them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these. Amen, I say to you, whoever does not accept the kingdom of God like a child will not enter it." He then embraced them and blessed them, placing his hands on them. The Gospel of the Lord.
We live in the time of Me Too and Black Lives Matter. We live in a time where people who have felt that somehow they were not honored, they were not believed, they were not treated with respect. We live in a time where people that people trusted, priests or presidents or Supreme Court justices or people in sports or people in politics or people in police or teachers, sometimes they fall short. Sometimes they do terrible things. Sometimes they do crime. Sometimes they apologize and sometimes they don't. We live in a time where we can look at all that and say, what's going on? And we can get very discouraged. But we can also look at that and say, what am I going to do about that? How am I going to treat other people? My first girlfriend, my first date, my brother or sister. How am I going to treat someone that's going to be employed by me? How will I treat my students if I'm going to be a teacher? The challenge is we can get overwhelmed, or we can say, how can we respond? And so today we celebrate that you in your young lives are choosing, with probably some nudging from your parents and some other people, are using this journey of confirmation to say, what might I do differently? What might Jesus and our faith invite us to do differently? The gospel invites us that the children were coming up and those in charge were trying to protect Jesus from them, and he said, no, let the children come unto me, for unless you become like children, we can't enter the kingdom of God. He invites us to that sense of trustworthiness in God. And the first part of the gospel in the first reading invites us to faithfulness, whether that's in the sacrament of marriage or in a commitment of a friendship, we're called to faithfulness. So, I understand that in the first year of confirmation, you were asked to do some service projects. You were asked to do something. Would I invite someone to respond? What did you do? How did you do some of your Christian service hours, your volunteer hours, as you prepared for this moment in time as you finished your first year and now in your second year moving toward confirmation? Can anyone remember what you did? to start picking on people, but, no, I'm just kidding. And everyone's looking forward. No. Can you remember what you did during your Christian service projects this year? Did someone help young people with reading? Or did you help out at a parish event? Like this coming weekend, we have the parish fiesta. It's a great time to volunteer. So I'm calling on the students and the confirmandi. Do we have people in the far back that are part of confirmation? Okay. So thank you. Good Shepherd Shelter. And what was that experience like for you?
It was interesting to see how everyone was helping.
Okay. And it's a homeless shelter?
Domestic violence shelter.
So you went there and spent some time, and it made you feel better or good. Okay. Anyone else remember during your project this last year? What did you do? Where did you go? How did you do that? And if a sponsor knows, you can nudge and help your young person either volunteer or remember what you did. Because part of confirmation is not just the ritual when the bishop is here and he anoints you, which is all important, but how does it, once again, make us live our lives differently? How do we treat other people with more respect? How are we faithful? Oh, okay. So you were volunteering as a greeter here at church, and you were greeting and being nice to people. Do you normally do that when you come to church? You say hello to people you never met before? It doesn't always happen. So having that experience is just a good invitation to try to do that. Have you ever had someone come up to you in the street and they just randomly say, hello, how are you? It's like, wow, how could that happen? So how can we do those random acts of kindness? Anyone else remember what you experienced or did during this year? We have a hand, there you go.
Cameraman at church.
A cameraman at church. Did you give me a good angle? Or did you take my back angle? Yeah. Oh, so I'm not usually there, yes. You have Monsignor and the other big people there. And what does that give you in your insights when you do that? Okay, the job of a cameraman. Now, do you realize what happens when that video is taken? Because you're a part of an important ministry, right? Right, so people that are homebound or in hospitals or places can look at it, either upload it online, and they are able to join the community in Mass. They hear the Word of God, the music, the preaching, and they get to experience Jesus. So that's an important part of outreach ministry. Okay. We have one more daring person to put their hands up. There we go. Okay. And what did sponsoring a family for Christmas mean or do?
We bought them Christmas presents. We kind of held a Christmas party for a bunch of families.
So you bought them Christmas presents and some food or just presents? And then you had a party and what did that make you feel like?
Grateful for all.
Okay, grateful for your blessings. Okay. So confirmation is that opportunity in which each of us, and you get to lead us, because when you go through this process, whether we are younger or older, all of us are being asked by the same scripture of Jesus, how can we do better? How can we treat one another better? How can we respect one another better? How can we act like a child in the sense that we trust that God will take care of us, that God's mercy will forgive us, that God's love is forever, that God is not waiting there for us to trip up, but God is waiting for us to join in being like the gospel says, to welcome the child we welcome the kingdom of God. So we celebrate this moment in your life, and we pray that in the few coming months before your confirmation, do we have a date for confirmation yet?
No.
Somewhere in the fall, sometime when the bishop puts it on the calendar.
Spring,
thank you. That will be a moment in which all of your experiences will come to a moment when that oil reminds you that when you were baptized, Jesus said, "You are my child. I will always love you." Jesus gave you a name either by your sponsor or parents at that time. From that point on, God never abandons us. And confirmation allows you and I to say, "Yes, Lord," to that gift that God is ever faithful, like the first reading is about. And we, in our individual lives, in sacrament of marriage, in friendships, we are called to that faithfulness. So we celebrate you tonight. And the rest of the community will be praying over you as we pray a blessing with you at the end of Mass, that the rest of your preparation will deepen that love of Jesus and deepen that commitment to do as Jesus would do, to act kindly, to walk justly. So I invite us, as we take a moment in our prayer tonight, to think, and just invite you to close your eyes. Just invite you to think for the moment, who has been faithful to you? And if there's been someone who's broken that faithfulness, do we have the Spirit of Jesus to forgive them? And whom have I been faithful to? And if I've fallen short of that, might I ask forgiveness, a friend, a family member, someone that we go to school with, we work with, we volunteer with? Gracious Jesus, walk with these young people and their sponsors and family members as they move toward confirmation, that in this spirit, you, O faithful God, you, O loving God, you, O merciful God, you, O God, who treats us with the deepest respect, you will guide us and affirm us and set your Holy Spirit free, not only on the day of confirmation, for the rest of their lives. We pray this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.